Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the translation of the Friday sermon entitled Kalimatullah, the words of Allah. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of majesty and glory, of beauty and perfection, who perfected his ayat, the verses of his holy book, and the science of his universe, and fulfilled his kalimat, his eternal words. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah. May Allah send blessings, salutations, and benedictions on our Master and Prophet, his family, all of his companions, as well as those who follow them in benevolence until the day of reckoning. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to fear Allah. Allah Almighty says, وقيل للذين اتقوا ماذا أنزل ربكم قالوا خيرا. And it will be said to those who fear Allah, what did your Lord send down? They will say, that which is good. O believers, Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Kahf, Holy Quran, chapter 18, verse 109.
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا.
Say, O Muhammad, if the sea were ink, wherewith to write out the words of my Lord, sooner would the sea be exhausted than would the words of my Lord, even if we added another sea like it as replenishment. The words of Allah Most High constitute His knowledge. Allah Most High says,
وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا,
and He encompasses all things in knowledge and embraces all things in His infinite awareness. Also, among the meanings expressed by the words of Allah is His names and attributes and His signs that point to His supreme and absolute power and His wonderful and unparalleled creative work. Were all of the trees pens, and all of the seas ink, and all of creation were writing, the pens would have finished, and the water of the seas would have dried up, and the words of the one and only, the dominant and all-prevailing, would not be exhausted. Allah Almighty says,
وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And if whatever trees upon the earth were pens and the sea was ink, replenished thereafter by seven more seas, the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise. Also among the words of Allah are His messages, in which His prophets, messengers, and obedient servants believe. Allah Almighty says while praising Maryam, Mary, the mother of Isa, Jesus, may Allah's peace be upon them both.
وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ.
And she believed in the words of her Lord and His scriptures, and was of the devoutly obedient. The words of Allah Most High are true in their narrations and significations, and just in their rulings and judgments. Allah Almighty says,
وتم تمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته وهو السميع العليم.
And the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice. None can alter his words, and he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Thus, Allah Almighty demonstrates the truth of his speech, and
وَيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
And establishes the truth by his words. Verily, he knows well what the secrets are in the breast of humankind. Due to the greatness and majesty of the words of Allah Most High, the Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, would glorify his Lord with the extent of his words, abundance and multiplicity, such that he would say,
Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi.
I declare Allah's transcendence above all that is unbefitting to him, while praising him with all that is befitting to him, equal to the number of his creatures, his good pleasure, the weight of his throne, and the extent of his words. O Allah, we ask you through your most beautiful words and most exalted attributes to facilitate for us the contemplation of your speech and make it easy for us to act in conformity with your good pleasure. Moreover, we ask you, O Allah, to guide and enable us all to show obedience to you and obedience to your messenger Muhammad, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, and obedience to those whom you have ordered us to show obedience to in accordance with your statement.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ.
O you believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you.
سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Exalted be your Lord, the Lord of glory, beyond what they ascribe to him, and peace be upon the messengers, and praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. All praise be to Allah who protects the one who seeks refuge and shelter in his words, and safety and security in his names and attributes. Blessings and peace be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, and upon all his family, companions, and those who follow them. O you believe in the words of Allah. The Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, used to protect himself and his family with the words of Allah. For it has been narrated on the authority of Abdullah, son of Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, The Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, used to seek Allah's protection for Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein, his two grandchildren. And he would say,
Inna abakuma ay Ibrahim alayhi salam kana yu'awwidhu biha Ismail wa Ishaq. A'udh bi kalimatillahi tammah min kulli shaytanin wahammah wa min kulli aynin lammah.
Your forefather Ibrahim or Abraham used to seek refuge with Allah for Ishmael, and Ishaq, Isaac, by reciting the following, O Allah, I seek refuge in your perfect words, from every devil, and from poisonous pests, and from every evil, harmful, envious eye. He also ordered us to seek protection in the perfect words of Allah, and said,
من نزل منزلا ثم قال, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق, لا يضره شيء حتى يرتحل من منزله ذلك.
Whoever stays at a place and says, I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah, from the evil of that he created, then nothing will harm him until he departs from that place of his. The meaning of I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah is, I seek protection in the words of Allah, which are perfect in their meanings, complete with no deficiency in them, protective of the one who seeks protection in them, beneficial to the one who resorts to them, and curative for the one who holds fast to them. How excellent that we contemplate the signs and verses of our Lord, comprehend the majesty and magnificence of our Creator, declare His transcendence through His words, call upon Him through them, and protect ourselves, our children, and our wealth with them. O Allah, send peace, blessings, and salutations upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family, and all of his companions. O Allah, be pleased with the righteously guided caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and the rest of the most noble and honorable companions, and those who follow them in benevolence until the Day of Judgment. O Allah, protect the safety, security, and stability of the UAE, and make its ease, comfort, happiness, and prosperity last forevermore. Bless its wealth and welfare, and protect it with your support, and envelop it with your care, O Lord and Cherisher of the worlds. O Allah, grant success to the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, his deputy and his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and guide them to all that is good. O Allah, bestow your mercy on the late Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Maktoum, Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed, and the other UAE Sheikhs who have passed on to your mercy. O Allah, we ask you to admit them into paradise by your grace. O Allah, have mercy on the honorable and loyal martyrs of our nation and increase their reward. Raise their rank in the garden of paradise and make them intercessors who will intercede on behalf of their families. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and Muslim women, those of them who are still alive and those of them who have passed on. O Allah, send down rain to us. O Allah, bless us with rain. O Allah, bless us with rain. O Allah, bless us with rain. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the supremely great, and He will remember you, and thank Him for His blessings and bounties, and He will grant you even more. And the last of our call is, praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds.